Parshas Matos, which opens Vaydaber Moshe El Rashea Matos Livnei Yisrael. The Gemara says in Nedarim Dafayin Ches Lelamed, what's the emphasis here on Rashea Matos? It's meant to teach us Shafaras Nedarim Biyachid Mumche. If you have one individual who's an expert, he's a baki, he's a mumche in Hilchas Nedarim, he could be matir a neder. What I'd like to do is study with you first a piece in Rav Tzadok HaKohen in Pri Tzadik, and then in Mirtz Hashem a piece in the Shem Yishmuel of the Sukkachova for Parshas Matos. The Pri Tzadik tells us that this remez to Hafaras Nedarim is not written l'chora in Lashon Yachid. The word that alludes to Hafaras Nedarim b'yachid mumche should have been in the grammatical singular, and yet the Torah uses Rashei Amatos, and that would seem to indicate the plural. And perhaps Rashei Amatos means the heads of all of Klal Yisrael. It's not referring to experts in laws of Nedarim. Furthermore, if the Torah wants to mention Mumchin, it should have said El Ziknei Yisrael. What does it mean, Rashei Amatos? Rashei Amatos is more of a, in a sense, political or leadership position, not so much Mumchis and erudite scholarship. Says Reb Tzadok, in fact, Neder, we're talking about something that's not a Dvar Mitzvah per se. In fact, one could only be tempted to classify a neder as a kind of a chait, because a person is denying himself pleasures. He's mesagif es atzmo. The Yerushalmi Nedarim says lo dayach. It's not enough for you. Masha asra Torah, what the Torah prohibited, you want to take upon yourself other isurim and add. And not only that, the Gemara says regarding a Nazir who took upon himself Isurim that he's a Chote El Nefesh. The Chachamim and Sanhedrin, when they would see that for the benefit, for the need of the hour, a particular Tzorech HaShah, they were authorized, and the Mishnah mentions it at the beginning of Avos, Asu Siag LaTorah, to create siyagim and fences, asu mishmeres l'mishmarti, to generate isurim on Klal Yisrael, even though min haTorah it would be mutter. And that's an essential part of Torah shebal peh. It's gufa shel Torah. They have the koach, just like there are mitzvahs in the Torah shebichsav, they can add siyagim, isurim, mitzvahs derabbanan. This is all coming under Torah shebal peh. So too, if you have an individual member of Klal Yisrael who feels about himself that there's something that he needs to be more alert, more meticulous, more careful about his supervision over himself, he needs a shmira ma'ula, shmira yisera benafsho, with regard to his soul and his spiritual matters, and he makes a harchaka for himself, and that's called l'kadosh atzmo b'mutalcha. He wants to sanctify himself with that which is technically, according to the halacha, permissible. And he wants to create an iser upon himself. The Torah is telling us, in this parasha of Nedarim, that a Jew is invested with this koach, with this power, to create an iser, which is an iser doraisa mamish, upon himself. And that is the allusion, the remez here, Vaydaber Moshe El Rashei Amatos, that just like in the case of Sanhedrin, who are the eyes of the people of the whole assembly of Israel, they have the power, the authority, to add to Divrei Torah, to create Iser out of Heter. And that's all the Tzorech HaEis, because of the need of the hour. That same power was given and vested in every single member of the Jewish nation, in order to respond to the need of the hour, when he feels that his nefesh, his soul, is pressing him to take upon himself an Isur. He can imitate that power and the authority of the Rashi Amatas Sanhedrin, who are able to add a Siag, a Harchaka. He too could add that kind of an Isur on himself. And the Chiddush is that it's an Isur Doraisa. And that's what the Torah means when it says, Ish ki yidar nedel Hashem, lesar Isur al nafsho. A person has the power, the authority that's invested in him to create an Isur on his nefesh, which has the status of an Isur Torah, and therefore lo yachil dvaro. He should not make his words into chulin to desecrate them by violating his neder. And we understand very well that Moshe turns to the Rashi Amatos, and he's saying to them, you know what, this parash of Nedarim doesn't belong to you. It's outside of your area of control. You have roots and powers invested in you to create Archakos and Isurim for all of Klal Yisrael. But there's a new parasha now. Very parallel to the parasha of Sanhedrin of Asus Yogla Torah, but a parasha unto itself, an independent parasha of Nedarim, that is a Shoresh, there's a root to Torah Min HaShamayim in each Jew. And each individual member of Klal Yisrael is empowered to create this kind of an Isur, Lesar Yisrael Nafshel Litzarech Shah. The Sifri, at the beginning of Matos, comments that all the Nevi'im prophesies with the word Ko. Ko Amar Hashem. Moshe is Mosif Aleihem Shenisnavi Bezeh HaDover. The introduction to Parshas Matos, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying Zeh HaDover. All the other Nevi'im, when they receive their Nevuah, the Nevuah, the prophecy and the vision is not crystal clear. They get a dugma, they get some sort of a simile or a metaphor, and depending upon their own interpretation, based on their tchunas ha-nefesh, the way they are, and their spiritual makeup, their attributes, their midos, they receive this nevuah and interpret it the way they interpret it. And therefore, the Navi has the power to formulate the nevuah and to express it and enunciate it according to his own personal midos, his tchunos. And the proof to that is a chazal in Masechta Megillah Yudalet Amud Beis, that Yoshia sent a question to Chulda Nevi'ah because Nashim Rachmanios Hain. Chulda brings to the table that midah, that attribute of compassion, and that's what Yoshia wanted to hear. Her particular flavor or formulation of the nevuah that she received. Moshe Rabbeinu adds something new to the parsha, to the table of nevuah. It's the Zeh HaDover. The Zeh HaDover means this is exactly what I received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no allusions, no metaphors, no interpretations. It's word for word what I got from Hashem. There was Nevuah Mipiv Shal Hashem Liozen Shal Moshe. And that's the way it is B'Yetzem. And therefore we understand the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Lo kam navi bi Yisrael kamo sha'od afal bi umos ha'olam kam umanu bilam. Bilam becomes a zelu mazeh, the exact opposite antithetical of Moshe. Moshe received a clear-cut nevuah. There was no interpretation, no metaphors. In the case of Bilam, who was interested in cursing Klal Yisrael, he wanted to distort his nevuah. But yet, what he gave, what he bestowed on Klal Yisrael were brachos. That's the nature's nevuah, and that's Dvar Hashem. Because this Rasha, Bilam, thought to himself that he's going to be able to change the style and the meaning and the substance of the nevuah that he received from one extreme to the other, because he was such a Rasha. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared, Vanochi Ekra Ko, and it means, it will be a nevuah the way I give him the nevuah. Without any interpretations, without any changes, without any style. It's going to be like the objective nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, his nevuah is a bracha to Klal Yisrael, and it can be relied upon It's even clearer than that of all the other Nevi'im. Hashem says, I'm going to give this bracha through Bilam, but it's crystal clear. Because what happened was Hashem said, I'm going to muzzle, so to speak, I'm going to rein in the mouth of Bilam, the mouth that's full of anger, that's full of curses for Klal Yisrael. A mouth of a person who wants to go back to Bullock and be hired for the job to curse Klal Yisrael. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Bilam the Zeh HaDavar kind of Nevuah, a quality of Nevuah which is totally controlled by Hashem, the words which are exactly the way it's transmitting the Nevuah, crystal clear Nevuah from Hashem, and that will deny Bilam any rishus, any green light, so to speak, to go ahead and change the Nevuah the way he would like to do it. All we have in the case of Nevuah's Bilam is Hakima Sfasov. He's just, you know, mouthing his lips, going up and down, but really it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's planting the Nevuah in his mouth. That's what Bilam has to admit. He has to confess to Balak. Eis asher yidav Hashem oso ese levad. And now, let's apply the same kind of logic to other parashiyos in the Torah. The Zeh Dover, which appears here at the beginning of the parasha in the Dorim, appears elsewhere. Number one, in the parasha of Benos Tzlavchad. Number two, we find in the Tzantzenes Haman. What is the implication of Zeh HaDover? What's meaningful about Zeh HaDover, which is the common nevuah or quality of nevuah in both Nidarim and in both Benos Tzlavchad and Tzantzenes Haman? And the answer is that these three areas of Nidarim, Benos Tzlavchad, Tzantzenes Haman are areas that have no shaychus to Moshe Rabbeinu on a personal level, unto themselves. Hashem Yisbarach speaks through the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu, mitoch grono shel Moshe, on all the Torah, and that's what gives it the status of eternity. In the case of Nedarim, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu has no shaychus, so to speak, no inyan in Nedarim? Because the koach of Nedarim is to create an Isra out of something that's heter. Moshe Rabbeinu said it was heter. But a person says, L'tzorach Shah, I need it to be Asur. And therefore that individual, and only that Yachid, that Nefesh, who feels compelled by his spiritual makeup to take upon himself this Neder, that's totally independent of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's very personal and individual. With regard to Benos Tzlavchad, again, it's Zeh HaDavar, in which Moshe Rabbeinu gets the clear speech of Hashem, of Shechina Medaberes mitol Grono Shel Moshe, and in Benos Tzlavchad, it's also a situation of not objective, eternal, clear-cut Torah and Halacha, but rather L'tzorach Hashah. This group of women, the Benos Tzlavchad, felt a Nefesh HaMargish L'tzorach Zeh, and that's why the Torah says Zeh HaDavar. Zeh HaDavar means, you know what? Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking, but it's really Hashem who's speaking. Because the law that applies to Benos Tzlavchad, called Lo Tosiv Nachla Mishevet L'Shevet, that enjoins a woman from taking her possessions and, in a sense, giving them over through the parasha of marriage to someone who belongs to another shevet, that's absolutely prohibited, because then the possessions are going from one shevet to another shevet. And in the context of that law of lotisov nachla mishevet l'shevet comes the parasha of Benos Tzlavchad, and that was given as a parasha only to that generation, exclusively. Li oso dar bilvat. Also Tzantzenes Haman, which was commanded by Hashem to be placed as a mishmeres, L'man yedu dor seichem, that all generations be able to point to the man and see the great miracle of man. This is not related to Moshe Rabbeinu per se. This is not in yono shel Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking that the people of Israel are going to enter into Eretz Yisrael, And that's going to happen for sure if there's no terrible sin that will cause a derailment of history. And Haya Nichnas bi Oso Amamod Shahaya Oz Kodum Cheta Egel. From the pure perspective of Moshe, Klal Yisrael could reach this level of Kodem Achet, and they don't need a Mishmeres of Man, because Man would be an eternal kind of experience. Because Chazal say that at the time, Leah said, love that they'll go back to Kodem Achet, that Madrig of Kodem Achet, the Glustia, the beautiful pieces of loaves of bread will be growing from the trees. We'll have a Ke'en miracle of Man. They don't need the Mishmeres to point to them, look what Hashem was able to do for you, because they live in that realm of pure, close, supernatural, miraculous divinity. And it's no longer Alechem Levado Yichyeh Adam, it's Lo Alechem Levado Yichyeh Adam. They don't need the Mishmeres of the man. Because basically, Klal Yisrael, from the perspective of Moshe, every single Achila would be an Achilas man. There would be no Tirda for Parnasa. And with their faith, they will live. And Al Motzei Pi Hashem Yichyeh Adam, based on Hashem in a miraculous, supernatural way, He will sustain them. And the Poskin Yeshaya predicts this and says, V'yomdu zorim v'rod tzonachem, etc. And therefore, in all these cases, Moshe expresses his nevuah through Zeh Adavar Asher Tziva Hashem. Because since it's limited to a particular time and a particular place, therefore, it's not part of Moshe's Rabbeinu's Netzach Torah Shel Netzach. It's the Tzorach Shah, and as a result of Chet in certain cases, possibly a result of Chisar Namuna, they'll need the Tzinsenes Haman. A person can take upon himself a Neder Lefis Tzorach Shah. All this indicates that Moshe Rabbeinu is getting a Nevuah without any personal admixture of his attributes, of his interpretations. No, none of that. This is not Moshe Rabbeinu. This is essential Litzorcha Shah situations in which Moshe got the mitzvah, the word from Hashem, as a direct prophecy. Shechina medaberes mitol korona shel Moshe. And perhaps we can begin to understand the smichos aparshios between Nikom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Meis HaBidyonim V'achar Teyosef El Amecha and the Parsha of Nedarim. We know that for 40 years in the desert, that generation was called the Dor Dea, that generation of knowledge, of knowing Hashem, and it all comes from the Shoresh is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Bechin of Torah Shebichsav. If they would have entered into the land of Eretz Yisrael together with Moshe Rabbeinu, then the entire purpose of what he calls the Birur HaShlemus, there would have been an ideal spiritual utopia had Moshe Rabbeinu entered into Eretz Yisrael together with the people of Israel. There wouldn't have been Golus, any diaspora in the world, but at the end, after 40 years in the desert, Bishitim, there was the Avon, the sin of Peor, through the Eitzah, through the Council of Bilam, and that injected into Klal Yisrael a certain kind of toxic eres. And based on Kabbalistic sources, the Pri Tzadik speaks about Klipa, and all this is Betoch, Klal Yisrael's entering into the people, up to the point where Chalila, there was a Kilkel of the very Shorish, the very roots of Kedushas Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom. And if not for Moshe Rabbeinu, who nikom nikmas mijanim, to kill every male and every female that was old enough to have relations with a man, that's all together nikmas mijan, which is going to stave off the kilkul of Chas V'Shalom of Shoresh Knesses Yisrael. In the aftermath of the Mice of Peor and the Znus with Bnos Moav, we have a klipa that's misgaber. Misgaber saklip, the Yetzirah somehow enters into the people, into their very kishkas, their bones and their souls, and that's a contaminating force. And they couldn't enter into Eretz Yisrael. They couldn't control that Yetzer. And it's Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Bechina of Das, the Kedusha. So Moshe, in his very essence, as Das Kedusha, representing, personifying sanctity, he is the antithesis, the Mevatel, of this Klipa Shel Pa'ar that entered into the Shvatim. And perhaps we could say that when we speak about Shittim, we spoke about Shtus, we're talking about Ein Adam Chotel Nichnas Bo Ruach Shtus, the Gemara at the beginning of Sota. The Ruach Shtus is Bikaro in its very essence. Primarily, it's a klipa of Taiva. And that's what the Avoda of Pa'ar was all about, right? The Goyita told the Yisrael to worship the Avoda Zara. And that was a means, that was the precondition for her to have to agree to have a znus relationship, an immoral relationship with the man. And that was the klipa of Taiva that led to this whole Avodah Zarah episode of Pa'or. The Pritzadik writes that Afilu Goya Omra Tomus Valtavod Avodah Zarah Kazeh. Even the Goya herself really knew that a Jew should give up his life rather than worship an Avodah Zarah. But the Yetzahara of Taiva was so powerful that the people of Israel were not able to overcome that Taiva, that Klipa. And that's where Moshe Rabbeinu stands up as the Bechin of Dasha Kedusha to counter against this. In the Lashon of the Gemara, in Shabbos Kufnun Beis, Christ says, Isha Hamas Mole Tzoa Upiu Mole Dam Vakol Rotzen Achreha. Very strange description of a woman and how she entices a man. And anyone who has the Bechin of the Das of Moshe is Nivze v'nimnas b'ein of Darse. This immoral act is so disgusting and repulsive that when a man fulfills his pleasures, his hedonistic desires, his uncontrolled desires for pleasure, he loses both this world and the next world. That's something that's so disgusting, that's so nimas bienov in the eyes of anyone who who personifies the Kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was buried Mul Beis Pa'ar. We don't know the exact identity of the place, but that the purpose of that location of Moshe's burial is Lachnia Klipa Zu, to be the counter and the antithesis of that Klipa through the Kedusha and the Bechin of Das. And now we understand very well that the parash of Nikom Nikmas Bnei Yisro Mesa Midjanim, now go ahead and fight the battle against the Midjanim who were the instigators of this whole Klipa Sataiva situation. And the Viachar Teosef El Amecha, it means that you will weaken, not just physically, militarily, that's Al Pider Chapshat, but on a more spiritual and symbolic way, you will weaken the koach of Midjan, the Klipas Yetzahara. And that will give the people of Israel the power to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And that would be the generation afterwards that would create for itself Gedarim and Siyogim against the Yetzahara. All this follows the parasha of Nedarim, that's meant to give a person, at least on a Lefi Shah, on a momentary basis, to equip him with the power of a Neder, of Kadesh Atzmecha B'mutulcha, in order to counter against the forces of the Yetzahara and the Klipa Sataiva. And the Torah says in Bamidbar Chav Ches, Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato, the entire parsha, which we read every single Shabbos, has a connection to the Shabbos of Chalbo. What does that mean, Shabbos Chalbo? We're talking about the period of the 3 weeks We're talking about the Bein HaMetzorim. Yeshayahu HaNovi speaks about Midei Shabbos B'Shabbato. It's not coincidental that we're reading Parashas Matos within the Seder of the Shabbosos of Bein HaMetzorim, that's year in and year out, in order to give each individual prat, each individual nefesh of Klal Yisrael to take upon himself, take upon his heart, that during this period of time, as the Yerushalmi says in Yuma, Kol Mishalo Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yom Kilu Nechrav B'Yomov, that we need every single individual to play his or her role and contribute in the building of the Beis HaMikdash through Midos Tovos. And these are the days that are counted for engendering, for exciting us and giving us the extra energy push to be masaking ourselves, the nefesh that's causing a kilkul, that's preventing the rebuilding of the Beis HaShlishi, the Beis HaShlishi. And that's what Yoshua means when he says, Hama'at Lanu. And he's referring to the Avon of Pa'ar, meaning we haven't yet completely purified ourselves up until this day from the sin of Pa'ar. And therefore, Yodua, it's known, Sha'amokom Hazeh Shenemar Ad Hayom Hazeh, Mashmo'o Shekol Yimos Ha'olam Hazeh Hu Noeg Adli Osid Sheyia Gmar Hatikun. Yoshua states that the sin of Baal Pa'or is such that we haven't yet cleansed ourselves and purified ourselves from this sin. He's not referring to the Avon of Pa'or as Avodah Zarah, because the Gemara tells us that Chazal, the Anshei Knesset HaGedol, was successful in being Mevatel the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. So what does it mean, Ad HaYom HaZeh? But he's referring rather to that dimension of Pa'or, which is the Taivas Nus, which is the Klipas HaTaiva. And therefore, if with regard to Znus, the Anshei Knesset HaGedol weren't Mevatel the Yetzer for Znus, therefore every single detail, every single individual member of Klal Yisrael has to make Gedarim and Siyogim V'Atzmo in his own personal way to overcome this Yetzer of Znus. And that's perhaps what's written here in the parasha that comes after Pa'or, the parasha of Nedarim, and the parasha that comes before the battle against Midian and the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu Mul against Keneged the Pa'or. Says the Pritzadik, who gamkein inyon echod kmo shenemar b'gira noshe ad hayom hazeh. We find that in the parasha of Giranosh in Breishis Lamed Bimel Lamed Beis Vayivoser Yaakov Levado, and it says there that Al Kein Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael's Giranosh Al Kaf Hayorech Ad Hayom Hazeh, and the Zohar says that this is a remez to Vayovek Imo, which is Shasagidin Yesh Bi Odom Kimin Yimos Hachama. That Ve'ovek Yesh Imo is 365, which are the number of sinews, Gidin in a human body, and corresponds to the days of the solar calendar year. Shenevak B'Yetzahara Imha Adam. That Yaakov Avinu was battling with the Yetzahara in a person. Vayarki Lo Yuchalo. And he saw that he wasn't able to win this battle, and the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah was not successful in conquering Yaakov, and therefore Vayiga Bekaf Yirecho. What is Kaf Yirecho? That's Shom. That's a place in the human body, Sheyesh Lo Achiza, where the Sar Shel Esav and the Satan could have a power over that Kaf Yerech. And that remains within the context of Klipas HaTaiva that we discussed before. V'keneged Tisha B'Av Shenecharav HaBayis Al Yedei Chetzeh, that one of the sins which brought about the destruction of the temple was Gili Arayis, Al kein lo yochu b'nei Yisrael skidanosh al yom hazeh. Let's not give the Yetzahara an achiza, a grasp over us, all the days of this world, until Mirtz Hashem will be able to vanquish the Yetzahara, the Klipas HaTaiva, build the Beis HaMikdash from Heir Vimenu, and the Tzomach HaMishi of Tisha B'Av will be converted, as Zechariah promises, to Sason V'Simcha Mein Kein Yiratzon. And now we'd like to look a little bit at the Shem Mishmuel for Parshas Matos. He too begins his presentation with the pasuk at the beginning of the parasha, Vayidaber Moshe al Rosh HaMatos. Rashi says, Chilek Kavod LaNasim. Uma Roli Omro Khan Lime Chaforas Nidorim Biyochid Mumcha. So we've discussed this at the beginning of the Shia, the concept of a Yochid Mumcha. And at this point, the Shem Yishmuel quotes his father, the Avni Nezer, the Sokot Shava. He's medagdek. After all, the Ikar HaNeder, the concept of the Neder, does not really depend upon Rashi HaMatos. Rashi HaMatos can play a role in the Akiras HaNeder, right, to cancel and undermine the Neder, uproot it and invalidate it. And yet, the Torah begins the Parsha with Rashi HaMatos, as if to imply that Ikar HaNeder is something essential and primary in the Neder that depends upon the Rashi HaMatos. Says the Sokot Shava, as quoted by the Shem Yishmuel, his son, L'chaira, how can you say that this parsha gives a reshus to a person to take something that's mutter and make it into aser? He could take something that he isn't obligated to do. He's not obligated, and he can make an obligation and accept it upon himself. He's being mosif al divrei Torah. The Torah says lo sasifu. But the answer is, this is not a hosaf al mitzvahs, because he's not saying, he's not enunciating or declaring that this is a mitzvah min haTorah that's eternal and will never be changed. And the fact is that it's subject to she'ela, that he could be shoal on the neder, and the chacham could be matu the neder. So if he wants to shake off this neder from himself and not be bound by this isur, all he has to do is go to a chacham, and the chacham will be matir it for him. And therefore, the very fact that the halacha recognizes the power of the chacham to be matir the neder, that itself underlies the whole reason, the justification for the parish of Nedarim, to differentiate neder essentially from all the other mitzvot haTorah, which are all absolutely, infinitely binding, and here he can be mati the neder and remove the iser. So the whole mitzius, the whole recognition of a neder in the halachic universe, is dependent upon Rashi HaMatos and the ability for the chacham to be mati neder. Says the Shem Yishmuel, I would add another dimension to this discussion. The inyan of pledges and vows, nedarim and shvuos, is because of the power, the immense, enormous power of the deep of the speech of a person, the mouth of a person. And that's because the mouth of a person, if it's very meticulous and pious and careful about what goes in and what goes out, it's a makom mishumar. It's a place with careful surveillance and meticulous care to guarantee that there's no evil there. It becomes a kli shares. And this is something that we find in Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, the Shem Yishmuel refers to Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. I didn't find that. But I found what I think is exactly the same quote from Rabbeinu Yonah in his Pirush on Avos, on the Mishnah of Lo matzasi leguf tov ela shtika. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, ra'isi vavinosi b'chol hamidas hachshuvos. He goes on to speak about how the guf, the best midah, is ishtika. And he goes on to say, shayu chachomim hachachom hakdoshim osim atzmom kekli chshares. Shein mishtamshim b'hem dvarim shalchol. Kli Sharis has to be singularly and exclusively dedicated to Kodesh, and that's what the mouth of a tzaddik is all about. He's Shomer's Piv, make sure that it's only used for Kedusha. And that's the definition, essentially, of the Peh as a klisharis. And the halacha of a klisharis is that anything that goes into a klisharis, the klisharis is makadish, it sanctifies it. And therefore the Torah says, here in the Parsha Nedarim, lo yachel dvar lo yaseh dvar chulin. That means the klal of his dibur should always be kodesh. And it's not just lo yachel chulin, lo yaseh dvar chulin with regard to a specific neder. It's a symbolic message here, a principle that overrides, that it's an overall arching principle. And therefore, there's a difference here between goyim and Jews, even though goyim also have nedarim and nedavos. But nevertheless, despite that ribuy of ish, they don't have the iser of Bal Yachel. That iser, the lav of Bal Yachel, is miyuchad, is specific, exclusive to Klal Yisrael, because with regard to the Umas Ha'olam, their dibur is not a dibur of Kedusha. They don't have a dibur of Kedusha. And therefore their neder is not the same as the neder of a Jew. It's not because of the Kedusha Saper, they don't have Kedusha Saper. But rather, it's a din that Hegdesh is zocha to something which is me'elav. I mean, basically, everything belongs to Hashem, Lashem Aretzim Elo, and it's all for Hegdesh, it's all for the cause of the Migdash and Karbonos and so forth. But once the guy designates it for a Nedava, then the Migdash itself is zocha in it. And that's called Hegdesh zocha ba me'elav. In fact, Rabbi Meir holds in Masechta Zvachim in the fourth perek that there's no chiyuv pigul and nosar with regard to a karbon of a goy, and even the dinim of tuma and the isurim of shchitas chutz do not engender a chiyuv in the case of a karbon and neder of a goy. And even Rabbi Yotzi, who disagrees with Rabbi Meir, says yachayev. That's because of a special ribu of Lashem. Because at the end of the day, the carbon in Cheftah is designated Lashem, because Hegdesh was zochen at Me'elav, and it becomes Hegdesh. But in terms of the essence of a neder, as creating Kedusha because of the klisharis of a pair, that's something unique to the Jewish people. And if you want to ask me the following question, okay, that's good for a Kedosha Yisrael, you know, those who are on a high, pious level. Shomer mespia milatamos b'divar rabbi piyam. You could say that they are so careful and meticulous to make sure that their mouths are clean and avoiding any sort of dibur ra, some sort of negative or contaminated speech. That's fine. Then the pair becomes a klisharis. But what about a rank and file citizen who doesn't have that level of kiddush of shmiras haper? How could he be makdish something? How could his neder tuayf could accomplish and generate hegdesh? And Rashi says in Masechta Avodah Zarah that a klishares shenitma, it needs meshicha michadish. You need a brand new meshicha. Is chas v'sholem? Then the whole idea of kedushas haper is completely lost with regard to Klal Yisrael. I mean, those members of Klal Yisrael who speak dvarim tmeim, it needs a brand new mashicha. But the answer to this is, and this is such a fundamental concept, especially in Hasidic writings, that all of Israel, the entire nation, is guf echad. It's one entity. We're all united. Each person is dovek, even in those who are greater than them, and especially in those who are greater than them, to the gedolei v'kedoshei Yisrael. And that's why Chazal tell us in Vayikra Rabba, Yavo Elu v'Yechapru al Elu, that through the Gedolei Yisrael, we, the rank and file people of Israel, of this nation, the members of the people, receive kapara and atonement for their sins. Because the Gedolim and the Kedoshim are dovek. They are completely clinging and they embrace the divinity in such a way that they can now, it's sort of in a way that it filters down from their Kedusha, we get Kedusha too, because we're all part of one goof. That's why the Gemara tells us in Masechta Krisus that amongst the 13 different Samamonim that made up the Ketoris, one of them was called Chelbina, and Chelbina itself is Recho Ra, but yet it enhances the smell of everything else, and it's integrated into this one entity called the Ketoris. At this point he quotes again his father, the Sakachava, who said that the reason why the Nesiim of the Matos are called Matos because he mate mesalyonim lifnos letachtonim. Of course, the word mate implies to incline something. And what the Gdolim, the Nesiim, the Giants, the Kedoshim, the Tzaddikim are able to do is they accomplish that they are mata, they incline the Elyonim, the higher worlds, the supreme divine worlds, down to the lower worlds of man. And once again, the Sukkot Shavah son, meaning the Shem Yishmur, wants to add and embellish this. He writes that he says that when the great tzaddikim, you know, come down, so to speak, to the level of the pshuti, the simple, whatever that means, the pashut yid, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a corresponding way, leaves the elyonim, the higher worlds, and brings his shechina down to the tachtonim. And he sets up his abode here amongst Klal Yisrael, even though they're not really roy, they're not suited for that. They're not worthy of that. They're tmeim. Nevertheless, the Shekhinah is amongst them. And the word matos is in plural because there are two types of inclinations, of inclinings, if you will, to incline the matim esalyonim letachtonim. And there's another direction, to take it from the Tachtonim up to the Elyonim. And that, of course, is the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. Each one has their own Bechina, their own dimension, their own essence and achievement. Aaron is called the Shushvina de Matrinusa, whereas Moshe is called the Shushvina de Malka. This is all in the Zohar. And what it means is that Moshe Rabbeinu brings Klal Yisrael up to Hashem, because he's the Shushvina, the Melech Malchi Amlochim. He's on the side there. And Aaron, on the other hand, brings Klal Yisrael to Hashem Yisbarach. So Moshe brings the Shechina down, and Aaron brings the people up. And both of them are accomplishing the same mata, the Hatoya, of inclining. They both reach the Madrega of Bishvil Yisrael. They are for Israel. And the beautiful Medrash that describes in great detail Moshe Rabbeinu's level of Vayar B'Sivlosam, how much Moshe goes out from the insulated palace of Paro, and he goes out to see the people of Israel and empathize with their suffering. He sees the Masui of a Godel al Katan, a younger person and a weaker person is carrying the burden that's fit for a great, strong, mature person, and the opposite, the Masri Kotan ala Gadol, the man is carrying the burden of a woman and vice versa, the Zaken is carrying the Masri that's fit for a Bachur and vice versa. And you know what? He leaves his Madrega inside the palace. Holech, he skos, umiyashiv, and he sits amongst them. He works with them. And he tries to carry their burden, their savlanut. That's called vayar b'sivlosam. And he makes believe as if he's helping out Paro to make the Jews work harder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he declares, you know what? Ato yinachta askecha. You gave up all your endeavors, v'holachta liros b'tzaron shel Yisrael. You went down to empathize, to witness firsthand the tzar, the suffering, the anguish of Bnei Yisrael, the hagtam b'nega achim. You behaved vis-a-vis your brothers like a brother should behave. Ani meniach esal yonim. I therefore will leave all my isukim, all my endeavors up in the higher worlds, and I'm going to come and speak with you and come down to the people and care about them. The Dibur to Moshe was always for the sake of Israel. And for 38 years in the Midbar, following the Chet HaMeraglim, the people of Israel were in a state of Nezifa, so to speak. They were alienated from Hashem, and therefore on the Siyachet HaDibur LeMoshe, there was no direct communication between HaKadosh Baruch and Moshe. That's called Mate Moshe. And Aaron, of course, left his Madrega. He was the Ish Merkava, and he dealt with making peace amongst the citizens of his people. Therefore, he was chosen to be the Kohen Gadol, to make peace between the Elyonim, the higher worlds of divinity, and the Tachtonim, the lower worlds of physical man. Lekasha, to create a connection, a bond between Avim Shabbat Yisrael, Shabbat Shemayim, and Klal Yisrael. That's Mate Aaron, Miloshen HaToya. And this is true not just of Moshe and Aaron, but of all the Gdolim and all the Tzaddikim of Yisrael throughout Jewish history. Each one is endowed with the Midah of Moshe and the Midah of Aaron. And that's why we always find Zugos. We always find pairs. We have the Nasi, the Avbezni, we have the Melech, the Kohen Gadol, and so forth and so on. And that's why the word Matos is in the plural, B'loshen Rabim. Number one, to be Matir the Elyonim down to the Tachtonim. Number two, to bring up the Tachtonim to the level of the Elyonim. That's called Matos. And that's also why the princes of the various tribes are called Nisim, not Nisuim. You know, Nisuim would imply that they are lifted up. But Nisim implies that they actively lift up others. And this you'll find in the Gemara Megillah on Daf Yud Amid Beis, with regard to different words in Lashon Kodesh. But the main purpose and point here, swinging back to our discussion, is that through the conduit, through the means or the intermediary of the Nisim, every member of the Jewish people was connected with a strong rope, so to speak, to a desire and a longing to be close to our Father in heaven. That's why every Jew has the koach of Amiras Piv. Every Jew has the ability to create Hegdesh, to take a neder, because of his connection to the Gedolim, to the Tzaddikim, to those who are Dovek B'Shechina. And this perhaps explains the concept of a Yachid Mumche, who has the ability to be Matir a neder. Because since, again, the chalosa neder, the ability of any Jew in particular, any individual, to create this neder, is because of the Gedolim and the Kedoshim. And therefore they, the Gedolim and Kedoshim, have the authority to be matir the neder. It's a little similar to what the Gemara says in Gittin, called the Mekadish Adaita, the Rabbonim Mekadish, Vafkinu Rabbonim L'Kedushim. You know, a person is Mekadish Al Das Chachomim, through Kedushin, he says, Asal HaKuli Alma Kehegdesh, and now the Chachamim have the right to nullify that Kedushin. Lafke'inu Rabbanu L'Kedushin Mine. And here too, just like in marriage, each individual has the power, the ability, to be Mekadish and Isha, but that Kiddush of an Isha, that sanctification, comes through the channels and the tunnels that lead us to Agdolim, lead us to the Rabbanon, who therefore could be Mafkir, the Kedushin, if they so see fit. And the same thing again applies here in Nedarim, that it's only through the Klisharis of the Gdolim, of the Tzaddikim, that we, each and every one of us, is able to take upon ourselves a Neder, but those same Tzaddikim and Chachomim have the power of being Matir, a Neder. And the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah tells us that Moshe hitil HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaShvua B'maiseh HaEgel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the eagle had thoughts, and you know, with his divine wrath to destroy the people of Israel, and he, when Moshe tried to pray on behalf of Israel, of course Hashem responded, but I took a Shvua that Zoveach L'Elohim Yechram, that anyone who worships an Avodah Zorah, an idol, will be destroyed. And Moshe got up, and he was matir the neder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, "Babasha in Dalid, Hoyel Olomar Mufar Loch." But the question is, why did he say Mutaloch? Again, it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu was matir the neder and the shvua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took in order to allow Klal Yisrael to continue to exist. And the answer is that once we learned about Matir Moshe, we could say that Kol Hakatz, that all the divine wrath of Hashem vis-a-vis Yisrael, was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shochein Itam, because God lives amongst the people. He, Kaviyachol, dwells, the Shekhinah dwells, and the abode of God is down here with the people of Israel. And the Pasuk in Amos says, Rak Oschem Yadati Mikol Mishpachos HaAdoma, God has this close relationship with the nation of Israel amongst all the nations, and therefore Efkod Aleichem is Kol Avonoseichem. Hashem is keenly aware from close up of the sins and the deficiency, the fallings of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, let's say that the Inyan of HaToras, Neder Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu means Sheba'ofen Zeh Sheyitzvah Chas V'Shalom Kilkul Yisrael. If as a result of the close relationship to Klal Yisrael, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intimacy with Klal Yisrael, there will be a Kilkul, there will be Chas V'Shalom, heaven forbid, some sort of destruction, then Einenu Rotze Lios Memutza, then Moshe says, you know what, I don't want to serve this role as the bond, as the intermediary who connects Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is v'nifzak achibur. And if there's no chibur, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not shochem b'socham. It's not, as Amos says, itchem yodati kol mishpchos adom ha'alkein, efkod aleichem es avanoseichem, and therefore shuv chazar hachibur. And therefore, if there's no chibur, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be so harsh. That's the essence and the substance of that Torah Nedarim that Moshe gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol. That explains the language of Hataras Nedarim, which Chazal used to describe what Moshe Rabbeinu did at the time, or in the aftermath of the Chet Egel. And now we can conclude, says the Sukkot Shavah, that the Chalos Neder, the entire entity of a Neder, is a result of the role of the Rosh Yamatos, because they give us the ability to take a Neder, and therefore they are Mater the Neder. And that explains why the Torah begins this parasha with Rosh Yamatos, and why Rashi says Limeid that this is a hint to teach us Hafaras Nedarim of Yochid Mumche, Yiratzavish Bizocha, to these great levels of connection to Tzadikim, and therefore connection to the Shechina. We should be Zocha to the level of creating for our mouths the status of a Klishores. We're not going to encourage taking the Dharma, but Amir Tzashem Shibana Amigdash will take Nidre Hegdesh, those Nidavos that will be Chal through the Klisharis of HaPeh, B'mehirav Yameinu Kein Yiratzon. Amen.